Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle!
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. That is me, you are you, wherever you might happen to be listening. It's great to have you with us. A little TGIF edition, unless you're already over the international deadline, then you're already into your weekend. But whatever it is, we are live with you, and as always on a Friday in the first hour, we like to bring in our very good friend Jan Wall, who is a world-renowned film critic extraordinaire, and we get into a little bit of the entertainment world. After that, all sports talk, of course, for the other 2 hours, except for the very last segment of the show. I'll get into a little comedy with Sam Tripoli, who I just saw him doing stand-up right before the pandemic in Los Angeles. So we'll bring in Sam. He's at Helium in St. Louis, but we have an interview from Mexico coming up. We have an author, David Perry, a local author, and we also have the director of the lacrosse movie in the Arctic Circle, Grizzlies, Miranda de Pensier. Pensier? I want to say de Pensier. I like that. En français. Je ne parle pas français, je suis américain. What are you doing out there? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, and I cover all the sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. And you're an expert in everything? No. And I'll even talk about sports I don't like. I just want to talk about sports. Unless I'm into the comedy or the entertainment part. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say, AWACS overhead. Whatever branch you are with, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Merchant Marines out there. Those are the Marines that will sell you stuff, right? Kind of. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, apropos applications, listening to the show, CRN Digital Plus 2 Cable Radio Network channel, tune your cable provider, 35 million homes. So let's take a break. Let's get this thing going.
What do you want to da-da-da?
What do you want to da-da-da?
I'm not a doll with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and saw.
Mm-hmm.
We could saw enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, to da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da, ta-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da, ta-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers. Like the Ring Indoor Camera, Ring Outdoor Camera, and Ring Video Doorbell. Plus, right now, get free shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. We're getting you ready for your weekend here on a Friday edition of the show. We'll be bringing in our first guest in just a second. But as always, co-hosting the first hour on Fridays is one of the best film critics in America, the beloved Jan Wall. How are you, Jan? Is Jan not with us? Is Jan there? We have no Jan. Okay. Well, we have no guest, and we have no Jan. So why don't I talk some sports? That's what I'll do. I think Rick's picks is something that we need to get into at some point as well. As I said, the first out. Jan, are we trying you again there? Still no Jan? I love live radio. Actually, I had a compliment one time. This guy I used to work with, this engineer, he says, "You're the only guy who doesn't get mad and panics." I'm like, how is that going to help if I get mad? Do I feel like the engineer's not trying to make things work? Do I feel like the guests don't want to be on the show? You're just better off just laughing at it. All right, but anyway, this is a very important week in the NFL. It's week 13. I mean, what week isn't important? But, I mean, we're getting down to, naturally, I would say, the nitty-gritty. Getting down in the nitty-gritty, and I find it a little bit unsettling that a lot of people are picking the Jets to upset my Raiders. The Raiders, by the way, are a 9-point favorite on the road, and that is because the Jets are 0-11, and the Raiders are 6-5. The thing is, the Raiders just took a licking, but some people think they won't keep on ticking, Timex, because for some reason, when the Raiders go to the East Coast, they just can't get her done. Get her done. And I think a lot of people look at week 12 last year when the Raiders were 6-4 and they were playing a 3-7 team and they got shellacked by New York. And that is precisely what happened last week in week 12 when they went to Atlanta and those exact same records and they got crushed. And I mean crushed even worse than last year by the Atlanta Falcons, who were without Hap, sans Hap, as they say en français, hapless. And the New York Jets coming into the game 0-11. People think this is the time. Well, I think they would have been, that is the Jets, they would have been better off not having the Raiders lose last week. Jan, do we have you now?
Hello? Hello? Hello, darling.
We do, Jan. Sorry, the gremlins are out today.
Oh, my God. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, jeez. Huh?
Jan, can you hear me is the question.
I can hear you beautifully.
Okay. Well, do we have Isaac with us? We don't have Isaac. Okay, you know what, Jan? It's just you and me, kid, and I'm sorry about that. We had some technical issues, apparently.
Can you hear me now, babe?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, great, and I can hear you. Gosh, I hate that. That's just too much disconnect.
Yes, I hate it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, our first guest, Isaac Aizbon, the director of Parallel, is going to join us from Mexico, and now
good.
I think we're waving the white flag on that. So
great.
Let's just have what is left of this segment. You can tell us what you've been watching and what mm-hmm. we should avoid or we should be running to watch.
Well, I've got a brand new thing for everyone. It just came out from Netflix. It's called Mank, M-A-N-K. And do you dig Gary Oldman? Isn't he great?
I do like Gary Oldman.
Yeah, he is one good actor, whether it's Winston Churchill or anything else he's ever done. Dracula, I mean, this guy's incredible. Anyway, he plays Herman Mankiewicz, the co-writer of Citizen Kane. Mankiewicz, known as Mank, was a great screenwriter in classic Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. And he wrote all kinds of good movies, but he was also an alcoholic. And he, you know, like many writers, he got drunk. He wrote his best. He wrote some really great stuff. But the booze, the bottle, eventually did him in. Anyway, it's about the battle to get William Randolph Hearst's story to the screen, and it's just got some good acting, some good solid story, especially if you're an old Hollywood buff. So Mank is one to see, and then it takes you back to the 1930s. Mm-hmm. 40s. 1940s, really.
Yeah, I got to say about Gary Oldman, who has played, you know,
everything.
New York Toughs, and as you said, Churchill, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you think about Tinker, Tailor, Soldier,
right,
Spy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Very stuffy. But for me, well, the first thing I think of is a movie I saw in college in the mid-80s called Sid and Nancy.
Oh, my
that?
God, that's right. That's Gary Oldman. Oh, my God, this guy did everything.
Yeah, Sid Vicious.
What a range. What a range. And then I saw him do an in-person interview, and I got to interview him, and he actually is very, he downplays his own talent, very self-deprecating.
Yeah, and then if you think about him in, like, True Romance mm-hmm. with the dreadlocks, and I don't know what that accent was. It was sort of like half Australian, half Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he really, he's one of those characters who really likes playing outlandish characters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in Mank, you know, this movie called M-A-N-K from Netflix just came out, is a really out there, crazy writer. And anybody who's tried to write, I think, is going to identify with this character.
Yeah, and you know what else I think is interesting, too, about writing? They're taken so for granted because it's almost like the last thing you think about, producing and directing and
right.
director of cinema. Of photography, cinematography, all that, and like, oh, yeah, and then that guy
and the
or girl
writer.
Wrote it.
Well, you know, in the movie Sunset Boulevard, William Holden's character, who's a screenwriter, says, everybody thinks the actors just made up the words, you know, as they go along. Well, you know, no.
The other thing is, too, remember when in Hollywood a few years ago we had the writer's strike and
mm-hmm.
everybody was dead in the water? It's
yep.
like,
yep.
Wow, it is a skill that not everybody can do. It's
oh,
like we
no.
can't film, we can't do any TV, we don't have any writers.
Sitcoms really show that, you know, like listen to Will and Grace or The Nanny or any of these shows. Their writing is so crisp and so right. You just can't do it without it.
I remember talking to a sitcom writer, and he said the one thing about writing a sitcom that is most unlike real life is that in a sitcom, one of the rules is a person cannot leave the room or the stage without saying something funny or making a joke. They can't just walk out. They have to have a laugh on the way out. And he said that's what makes it a little bit unnatural, because in real life, not everyone says a joke as they leave.
Wow, that is profound. Yes, and if you you can notice that, too, when you watch a sitcom. But it's all the writers, and the really good performers will say, you know, this is all because of the writers.
Now, speaking of writing, have you ever thought about putting pen to paper and talking about all your time in Hollywood before you were a critic working in the industry?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I worked for Lawrence Welk. I worked for Richard Dawson. I worked for so many shows, big shows, Sonny and Cher and Captain and Tennille, and really big shows, you know, Bill Cosby before he was in, anyway, it's a big long story. But, I did all that. Yeah, no, I haven't. You know, like Welk's family, that would probably not be real complimentary, even though I made more money than I ever did in my life working on that show as an AD and associate director and a stage manager. But I never would want to get involved with the Welk family. They're very litigious.
Well, you can just sort of gloss over that. But I think also something to keep in mind as we go to a break here is that I would like to hear, because I have interviewed a million people in sports, and you've interviewed a million people in entertainment. And I'd like to hear about the ones who are a little bit irascible, or the ones who were sweethearts, that type of thing.
Right, right,
right. All right, Jan, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll have David Perry with us. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
They promise to love till death do them part. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I thrill to see her and then his wife. When daddy swims a gun.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
That effect on people. Hey, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, live radio with Jan Wall, as you can tell from this first segment. And it's great to welcome our guest author, David Eugene Perry. He has a new novel that it's out right now from Pace Press. It is called Upon This Rock. And David, welcome to the show. And I got to say, from the sort of controversial, saucy medieval painting on the front, and the fact that you got Armistead Maupin to think that this was twisty, I'm already intrigued, and I haven't opened it yet.
Well, ahoy to you, and thanks for that. I love that. Medieval and saucy. I might have to add that to my my list of quotes. Yeah, Armistead has been a friend of mine for over 30 years. I remember the first time I met him, I was scared to death. And when he offered to do a review for me, I thought, well, he's going to be honest. And if he doesn't like it, he's not going to say anything. So when he called it an elegant, twisty thriller, well, I have to admit, I was pretty darn pleased.
Yeah, that's pretty wonderful. Hi, David. It's Jan. What a marvelous, marvelous book. Now, my first thought is I got to cast the movie.
Well, Jan, you and I are on the same cinematic page, because when I wrote it, people say, you know, how do you write? And I see, well, I see chapters, and I think it would make a brilliant screenplay. And, you know, next year when we're all vaccinated and ready to travel again, Orvieto is going to need a big boost of tourism. I want to see it filmed there, and I want you to help me cast it.
Okay, where did you say, honey? Where?
Orvieto, Italy. It's a town that's halfway between Rome and Florence, which is literally a rock, 3,500 years of civilization, World War II, the Etruscans, the Romans, and that's the town that inspired my book, and that's where I wrote it. And the saucy medieval picture on the cover is from The Last Judgment in Orvieto's cathedral by Signorelli, who inspired Michelangelo's Last Judgment in the Sistine Chapel.
And who do you see as the saucy leads?
Well, the saucy leads, you know, I think if Channing Tatum were about 10 years younger, I think he would be a great Grigori, the very saucy Swiss guard. And I would love if a dear friend of Armistead Maupin's, Sir Ian McKellen, played the kind of dark bishop Arnaud. It needs that kind of sinister take to it. And Maggie Smith, I think, would be brilliant as La Donna Volsini.
Mm. Wow.
Well, David, let's talk about the plot, because it is an American same-sex couple. They're in Italy. And they don't exactly go to Italy to become sleuths. It sort of is thrust upon them. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It is. It's a couple, and they go to Orvieto actually to get over the death of a very close friend. They actually have his ashes with them. And the day they arrive in Orvieto, which in the novel is November 30th, 2013, they find that it's the one-year anniversary of a local tragedy. A local young deacon was supposed to be ordained a priest. And a week before he was to be ordained, the Vatican said no, because the rumor was he was gay. And he was so distraught, he threw himself from the cliff and committed suicide, although this young couple wonders, did he really commit suicide?
Mm. Mm. Or was he? Yeah, okay. Wow.
And it's actually based on a real story. Sadly enough, there was a young man, Lucas Sedefa, who was very much beloved in Orvieto, and that actually happened to him. And as someone who was raised Catholic and altar boy and once wanted to become a priest, I became obsessed with the real life story. And I dug in and researched, and that was the inspiration for the book. But it is a mystery and it's fiction. But a lot of people in Orvieto have told me they remember the original sad tale that inspired it.
Mm.
Now, I know that the people in Italy can be very, you know, provincial and parochial, and I know that I believe it was Pope Clement that took refuge in Orvieto, and he dug this well. So on the one hand, do they like that you're writing a book about it? Or on the other hand, they're like, hey, be careful what you say about the church in our town.
You scare me because you have indeed done your research. Pope Clement VII, the Medici Pope, is actually a character in this book. The book solves the mystery that is at the core of it in the present day and goes back 500 years when Clement fled the sack of Rome to Orvieto, and he was so petrified that he would once again be someplace where there wasn't food or water that he dug a well, and it was completed after he died, but it's now known as St. Patrick's Well because many people think it looks like the entrance to St. Patrick's Cave in Ireland. So Orvieto has been a place of haven for a long time, including during World War II. And the people that I've spoken to in Orvieto were very excited that I'm writing about it. But since they saw me writing over a period of 2 years in cafes, more than one of them has emailed me and said, "Is this me? Is this me?" I'm like, no. So I think there is a little bit of sauciness to the tale. So I'm hoping when we're able to get back to Orvieto next year that people will bring it with open arms. I know they're reading it there because people have bought the book in Orvieto and have been sending me photographs of where they're reading it around town.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, I love that they're doing that. The flashbacks, back to the movie idea of this book, because I think it's written like a screenplay almost, is the flashbacks to the old times and then the new times. It's just going to be gorgeous to see.
I hope so.
I'm all excited. Between you and I, baby.
Hey, Jan, you come with me to Orvieto, and we'll have this movie wrapped up toot sweet.
I am on my way. It's so funny because I've known you a long time, and this is not, you know, this is your first book, and you've always done this really amazing work. For example, can you explain quickly the Rainbow Walk of Fame that you created?
Well, thanks, Dan. I mean, I'm the co-founder of the world's first LGBT Walk of Fame. It's in San Francisco. It's bronze plaque, 3 feet by 3 feet. To famous people in the LGBT community over time. You've got Oscar Wilde, you have Alan Turing, you have Frida Kahlo, people like that. And there's now 30-some plaques in the walk in Castro, and I am very proud of it. It's rainbowhonorwalk.org, and it's a nonprofit, all volunteers, so give money.
I'm telling you, it is so great. It's just like the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's you know, for the LGBTQ community, but also for everybody to learn about these great people. Oh, I just love it, David. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you all for having me on the show. You know, it's very different having been a public relations person, still being a PR person for over 36 years, and now promoting my own book along with my wonderful publisher, Pace Press. I wonder sometimes if they get annoyed by me calling them with ideas.
A couple more questions about that book, Upon This Rock, written by our guest, David Perry. You mentioned the Etruscan era in Orvieto, and of course there was the Romans, and then in the Middle Ages, the papal rule, and of course, you know, the German occupation, and of course when Italy was on their side for a while there. Can you just give us a little thumbnail of walking down those, you know, cobblestone streets that you did for those years?
It gives me chills. I mean, there is more history per square inch in that town than most anywhere on earth. And I remember one day coming out of the apartment that my husband Alfredo and I were staying in the first time, and I looked up on the wall, and there was a plaque. And it wasn't at eye level, and I hadn't seen it for a long time. It was a list of seven names, and these were seven partisans, Italians, who were fighting against Mussolini's fascist regime. And the Germans, who were occupying the town at the time, arrested them, and this was near the end of the war, and the German commander said, you know, they're just kids, let them go. And it was actually the Italian fascists who said, no, they've rebelled against Mussolini, and they took them out of town, and they shot them and buried them in a mass grave. And that story also has become part of the plot of Upon This Rock. But again, it's all true. When you read the book, anything that has to do with real historical events, I promise you, is true. The characters in the present day are fiction, but if you read about this assassination, or you read about this murder, or you read about this battle that took place near Orvieto, it's absolutely historically true.
Well,
are you an honorary Orvietani now?
I remember the day we left for the last time, Valentina, who's the owner of the cafe where I wrote a lot of the book and actually wrote its last words, put a sign up next to the table where I always wrote called the Uffizi office. He said, this is your office. You are now an official Order Vitani.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. God, the food there, forget about it. You were sitting there writing, drinking their incredible coffee, and eating
and also,
their pasta.
And also the incredible Orvieto Classico wine. I remember the first time I ordered a drink there, which one of the characters does in the book, and they brought me all this little food. And I said, well, no, I didn't order anything to eat. They're like, oh, no, when you order a drink in Italy, you get this. And I can tell you there were many times when we were able to dine out just for the price of a wonderful glass of Orvieto wine. But yes, the history is very important. It was the central city in the Etruscan League, a rich Roman period. And the World War II history of the area is something that actually there are still people who remember. I actually have met two 96-year-old sisters who remember the day that those seven boys were taken out of town and shot. And to your earlier point about being provincial, they remember their history. And you don't have to dig deep to hear people tell you the actual tales of what happened. They don't talk about it in a big public way, but if you just scratch the surface a little bit, it's there. It's in a really unique and incredible town. And I just urge everyone, when travel is once again allowed, if you go to Italy, don't do the big hotspots, Rome and Florence, although they're wonderful. Stop in Orvieto. It is a truly magical place.
We will stop in Orvieto. We will look for David Perry's office at the cafe there. His book is called Upon This Rock by Pace Press. It is available now. And David, of course, a PR guy for a long time. In fact, did PR for the great George Lucas and others. David, congratulations on the book, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, David.
I am greatly honored. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take a quick break. Rick Tittle and Jen Wall, come on back on the other side.
Let's go to Italy.
Let's go.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x speed perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You guys will wear jerseys for teams that you're not even on. But you think you're on the team? You'll be like, yeah, last night I guess we just didn't score enough. Last night I guess we just didn't play enough defense. We? The Redskins don't need you. Okay, that's like me watching Grey's Anatomy in scrubs.
Don't be getting your granny panties all in a bunch. We got Rick Tittle up in here.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome to the show Miranda de Pulsier, the director of the film The Grizzlies, which is coming out from Elevation Pictures. It's about an Inuit lacrosse team. Miranda, welcome to the show. I did a little background on you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have some blue blood. You're the great-great-great-granddaughter of Charles I, Duke of Brunswick-Wolfenbüttel. Is that right?
Oh, that's what, first of all, I just have to congratulate you on actually saying my last name correctly because, it gets, it's a tough one. I do strangely have some blue blood. I also have some bastards and, you know, horrible, rebels in my family too, so it's not all pure. I'm 10 generations Canadian on both sides, so I'm very Canadian.
Wow. But where's the Inuit? Tell me about that, because I've been to Alaska and I just love that particular culture.
It's extraordinary. I knew nothing about Inuit culture. I was a girl from Toronto and I went to, you know, university in New York City, and I was a city girl forever. So my first adventure up to the Arctic was doing research for this film, and when I got up there, I couldn't believe how different it was than the rest of North America. It felt like another planet. But I was so blown away by the people, the culture, and the beauty, and also, frankly, I didn't really understand the depth of what, you know, what we all did to our native and indigenous peoples in North America. So that was a big wake-up call to understand that there's a lot of trauma that still exists up there, and yet the people are thriving, and these communities are amazing. Like, these kids in these communities are just really extraordinary on so many levels.
People should look up the art of the Inuits. I have some art I'm looking at right now from the Inuits. It's incredible. Their work is incredible.
Absolutely. Buy and support Inuit art, for sure. Make sure it's actually Inuit people that are making it, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how did you find these sports people? How did that happen?
Well, I was sent an ESPN news piece about the Kugluktuk Grizzlies. So it was this little sports team that got started in the small town of Kugluktuk, and it was really started as a kind of way for the kids to have something to do, and they just took to it. So the ESPN news piece was a super short piece that just talked about how this town had the highest suicide rates in North America and how the sport of lacrosse helped transform this town. So they went from the highest rates to zero teen suicides. And I was blown away about the power of sports. I had suffered from depression in high school, and sports had really helped me through. So I was really attracted to that part of it. I knew nothing and then got connected as I started to work on the project.
And Miranda, you know, I I played lacrosse in college, and I'm aware that it was a game that was invented on this continent by indigenous people. So I kind of thought, well, maybe that's how this all got started. But it was really a white teacher that introduced these kids to lacrosse, right?
It was a white teacher that introduced, but the reason it was lasting and successful is because he made sure that he wasn't the center of it. It was really that he leaned into those kids, and he made sure that the program was kid-run, kid-led. They had to do their fundraising. And so it became something that kids could be proud of because they owned it, they created it, after the white teacher left, the team was able to continue. And it eventually expanded. This town didn't have a lot of team organized sports on the level that now it does because of the Grizzlies. So they've expanded into soccer and basketball and really it's just amazing to see what sports can do for young people.
Oh, that is so profound. They go from suicide leanings to complete passion and love for the sports. Really talks about how sports can help all of us.
Absolutely.
Oh, but the cinematographer. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miranda, and of course, you started off as an actress, and you did get some work. When did you make the transition from being in front of the camera to being on the other side?
You know, for me, I started acting when I was 13 and in television, and then I also did musical theater. I did Les Mis and Aspects of Love. I thought I was going to be a musical theater performer my whole life. But I kind of, pumping out 8 shows 6 days a week, I started to feel like I was more interested in creating than being in things. So it was sort of my mid-20s I produced my first play, and that was, it took a year and it was really tough, but I finally thought, all right, if I'm going to do this, maybe I can make something on celluloid that will last a little longer than working on something for a year that lasts for a few nights. So I transitioned then, and I started, I did development for Robert Redford's company, and I worked for a number of producers and learned from them. And then in my early 30s, I made my first movie. So, yeah, I've been at it a while, but I love it. I just love working with creators. And right now I'm excited. Through this movie, I met so many young Indigenous creative people that I'm now helping them get their projects off the ground. You know, we need more diverse voices, and it's really exciting to be able to help them tell their stories.
I feel so connected having met the many Inuits in my 4 times up there, but I really wonder how you shot this. I mean, you are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it was the most challenging shoot I've ever experienced, especially you know, I've been producing a long time, but it's my first time directing, and we had all the things you shouldn't have your first time directing. We had animals and weather and language barriers, but it was beautiful. Jim Deneau is a cinematographer, and an HBO, friends at HBO had recommended him. He's done a lot of series and film, and he's also a marathon runner, so you have to be in shape to shoot up there. To beat the weather, but it was really wonderful to kind of plan. And the great thing about shooting in the north is you can put the camera in any direction and you feel like you've got production design out the window. You don't have to touch a thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make anything. It's all right there. It's so beautiful, the north. I encourage everyone who can, you know, get up to Alaska and get up to the Arctic to do so.
Mm-hmm. And this film is, you did this a couple of years ago, right? I mean, it's just, I guess because of just the distribution and the pandemic, it's taken things a lot longer to get across that border down here, huh?
Exactly. We premiered at TIFF, and then we got pushed for it. We won an award at Palm Springs, and then we tried to get the movie out, and we were stalled for some reasons, and then we got stalled again because of COVID. We were due to come out March 20th. Ha ha.
Yeah.
So it was bad timing, but and then we tried again in July, and of course theaters weren't open quite yet. Mm. So now we're out. Now we're out online and virtually, and I'm really glad the movie's finally getting out there. I hope people get to see it because I was so inspired by these young Inuit kids both the real kids that the story's about and also the young actors we found, most of whom have never been on screen before, and their performances are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Miranda, what would you say is the most Spartan thing about, because we always hear that the Inuit people, they have no medicine. They don't have, you know, it's the creature comforts we take for granted. What were some of the more stark things you saw?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to talk about. I've learned as a white person, it's really, you know, for Inuit to talk about what they need themselves. But my Inuit friends have said, I think the biggest problem is colonialism. And I know that's a big, broad statement, but colonialism is still affecting mental health. It's affecting food sources. You know, they used to hunt off the land. The Canadian government killed 60,000 sled dogs in the north, and in Alaska and in northern Canada, the government took kids from their homes and put them into schools in the south, and then ripped them of their language and their culture and sent them back up north. And so these communities are still suffering from all of that, and I feel like it's all of our responsibility to start supporting what those Inuit voices are now saying they need.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for people to see this. You know, now the Academy Awards are including things that are on the Internet. I'm seeing this as best documentary.
Well,
now, you're supposed
you know,
to quote my grandmother. You're supposed to say, from your mouth to God's ears.
I mean, what I do want people to know is although there are some tough themes in the film, I think the biggest takeaway is just that it's a really positive and uplifting and inspiring movie. And I would love so much for awards season to catch hold of it and see these performances. It's exciting when there's new young talent in the world to embrace.
And I know, last question for you, that your brother is also a documentarian and cinematographer and such things. Do you ever talk to him about, you know, like the process, or are you kind of like on different islands?
I mean, it's funny because, of course, drama and doc are different worlds, but we're, you know, we do talk. We've collaborated, you know, in times when I haven't been shooting, I've gone to Brazil to hold a boom for him on a film shoot. So it's fun to have a brother in the business.
Wow. Holding a boom in Brazil. I can see it as a movie again.
Yes, hashtag boom in Brazil. We've been speaking with Miranda de Poncier, the director of The Grizzlies, about an Inuit lacrosse team up there in the town. Love the name. Ugluktuk. And this is from Elevation Pictures. Make sure that you check it out today. Miranda, congratulations on the film. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh,
we look forward to having you on again.
Oh, thanks. Lovely to meet you both.
Thank you.
Okay, great stuff. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Jan Wall. We'll talk a little bit more about film and cinema, or as they say in England, cinemar. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is a radio class from Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. To an army surplus or refusing all the lights.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Couple minutes left with Jan Wald. Jan, what else you got to recommend?
Oh, honey, we just went to Alaska with that last terrific interview, Rick. Well, I'm going to Alaska again with one of my favorite comedy adventure sports movies, Mystery Alaska, right? Russell Crowe, Hank, it's just a fantastic film about the wide world of sports coming to a small town in Alaska for a hockey game. It's just great.
Yeah, the New York, they send the New York Rangers there, right?
Right. It's called Mystery Alaska. Got it. Mystery is the name of the town. It is so fun. Hank Azaria, fantastic. It's just, you know, Russell Crowe has made so many great films, and this is, I think, I don't know, my personal favorite. Because it really gets into the sport, but it gets into this small town, Alaska.
I want to throw out something. This is a movie from 2007 that I really liked, and it didn't get great reviews. It's called The Grand, and it's a comedy.
Oh.
It's Woody Harrelson, Cheryl Hines, David Cross, Richard Crine, Ray Romano, Werner Herzog.
Oh, what a cast.
Yeah, Barry Corbin, who's been on this show.
Right, and who was in Northern Exposure. Oh, my favorite TV show.
Great, great. But I always wanted to rent it, and it was never available. This is from 2007, and I just, like, Amazon wouldn't even rent it, and I just noticed the other day that it's on Prime. So I think it's hilarious. It's about Woody Harrelson, who inherits his grandfather's casino, and then there's a big poker tournament, and I love, you know, David Cross and Chris Parnell and those guys. And Werner Herzog plays this German guy who has to sacrifice small animals to get luck at cards. It's
I don't mean to laugh because I love animals, but it's very funny.
Yeah, it has Michael McKean, who I got to meet one time. But I think it's an underappreciated film. And once again, it's called The Grand. And there are a lot of things called The Grand in England and here. It's not The Grand Hotel. Just I recommend you check it out, Jan.
I will. I certainly will. Anything with Woody Harrelson, I'm there anyway.
Yeah, I am there, too. And, by the way, have you ever thought about writing a stage play?
I have. I have. You know, I'm very busy right now. If you go into my YouTube, just go to YouTube, Jan Wald Showbiz, you can see I'm very busy. But The good news is that I will someday. Life is not over yet.
All right, and I'll play the lead.
Oh, good. Oh, Rick, no, you play one of my lovers, honey. One of
and
my
again,
many lovers.
I'm busy that week. Jen, as always, thanks for your time. We'll see you next Friday.
Okay.
All right, there she is. Jen Wall, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.